Darkness could be defined as the absence of light. Well, there's much darkness in the world. Philosophers try to shed light on the ground of all being, that is the basis of existence, and then build a system of thought on that. The problem is, after 2,500 years of trying, they still can't tell us what we can know for sure. Biologists try to cast light on where the human species came from and have developed quite a system of evolutionary thought, but they still have not one single valid theory about the origin of life. The theoretical physicist looks into the basis of the material world, and they have split the atom, and they've identified particles, and opened up one mystery after another, and yet seem not yet to have a real knowledge or have real light on the basis of the physical world. Astronomers can, with their telescopes and other instruments, look back and directly observe the very formation of the stars and the early stages of our universe. And yet, as they go back, they have no single theory about how the world began, except that it came from nothing. In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. The world is full of darkness. But the Bible says this about God: "This then is a message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." You see, when we come to a knowledge of Jesus Christ, we come to a knowledge of God. God is light. God is truth. The basis of all being, the ground of all being, is in God. The basis for the existence of the physical universe is in him. By his very word and his will, it came into being. And by his will, it holds together. And by his will, it will be brought to an end. And that is light. That is understanding. Understanding God. This is what Jesus said in John, the 12th chapter, in the 44th verse. "Jesus cried out and said, He that believes on me believes not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that sees me sees him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, and whosoever believes on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejects me and receives not my words has one that judges him. The word I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak." Jesus is light coming unto the world, the understanding about God. May I be so bold to say that if you believe this, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, you have more wisdom than anyone in the world that depends on science to understand the creation of the world, or who depends on philosophy to find the ground of all being. And Jesus said, "I have come a light into the world. I have been sent by God." And if you want to understand who God is, and if you want to understand the ground of all being, if you want to understand where the universe came from, where people came from, look to me, and you will have wisdom, because you will not abide in darkness. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Jesus is the light of the world. We look to that light and we abide in that light, for it is our only hope. For we know that he has the words of life. And when we look at him, we see you, Lord God. We know, because he was raised from the dead, that we shall have life everlasting and live with you, O Lord, in unapproachable light. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.